The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the first post-brand split pay-per-view weekend football season spectacular here on the North American Wrestling Connection, is sponsored by WrestleChat.net and the freaking awesome network. I have three wonderful people. I am not Nikki Hayman. She may be along later. But in the BS Big Show studios, watching the Carolina Panthers and the Broncos doing all the stats and getting ready for Tuesday's show, Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Schneer.
Yeah, good evening, Jason. I'm doing a lot of prepping here. I got my notes in front of me. Interesting game we had this past week, and I'll be here pretty much the rest of the show. I'll jump in and out, okay?
I'm good. Chris Waters from Florida, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, but I still have to say, whoever said this was the Sunshine State is giving me false advertising.
And from the other side of the world, Mr. Shane Beeman, how are you, sir?
I'm going good, and Carl, that's not a very nice thing to say about Chris, that he's a scumbag. It's very rude. It's just because he's from California. Give the guy a break.
I'm not from California. I'm from southern New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Well, you sound like a Floridian.
Yeah, so let's start with some outside stuff first, some good, some bad. Mick Foley, on his Facebook page this week, boy, DDP yoga works. He's lost 83 pounds. Good on him. Seriously, he looks great. He looks awesome. And he looked really good in that opening promo this week, right, Shane?
Yeah, he did. I would even go as far to say we're seeing vintage Cactus Jack ECW days Mick Foley here.
I hope so. I mean, but like I said, we'll get to that in a little bit. The other person in her in that promo was Stephanie McMahon, and her book, which is called Hashtag Unreal, I believe, or Unreal, is delayed until 2017. There's more chapters to be written, could we get the bullshit detector saying they need to rewrite some stuff? You never, right, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely.
As we also know, that the WWE had a wicked travel schedule, and I have to find this because it was put on Chris Jericho's Instagram this week, and try this on for side, try this, okay? Because he said, okay, Tampa to Detroit to Kansas City to London to Hong Kong to Manila to Shanghai to Baltimore to Tampa. Four countries, three continents, 9 days. Plus, I've got a fourth book to finish, song lyrics to write, and at least four podcasts to record. I'll probably get some sleep next Wednesday or maybe Thursday. Hashtag no rest for the wicked. Hashtag love this shit. Hashtag got plenty of scars for the trip. But, dude, this was nuts. Okay, this was one of those crazy, crazy trips because there was a 1 day show in London. Then they went to Shanghai, which, by the way, Triple H decided to sign 7. Oh, right. I'm so sorry. My apologies for that. You're right. Thank you very much. So it's an insane travel schedule going, as I said to you before, from where they were to London to Shanghai. And by the way, while they were in Shanghai, Triple H decides, you know what? I signed one wrestler last year while I was over in China. He signed seven new recruits to go to the Performance Center. Okay? And here they are. I'm going to put them in the box. Okay? If I can get... Whoops. Did you guys get the notes? Because I'm trying to send them, and it just seems like it's not going all the way. So just give me a second.
You're no, okay. I didn't see them.
All right, hold on. Just my my notes here, just a second. But
Notes are like Alberto Del Rio, ladies and gentlemen. They've disappeared.
Why don't I send them half and half? How's that? That would be better. And do that, as then we're talking about all this stuff. Here we go. Good Lord. This won't... Okay. Okay, this won't send. So why don't I just email... Carl, why don't I email it to you and you put it in? Okay, how's that? Why don't I do that for you?
Okay.
And then you could put it in as...
Mm-hmm.
As noted. I'm so sorry about this, guys. I appreciate this. And here we go.
All right, here we go.
And I sent it to you, so just take a look.
All right.
You should have it in your mailbox any second.
Yep, got it.
Well, here's the seven guys that were signed by Triple H this week. A guy by the name of Big Boa, who is a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Zhu Guangming is an amateur boxer. Mongolian University wrestling team member Gao Lei. Zhao Xie is a co-owner of her own fitness studio. Wang Xiaolong is studied in music production. Yi Feng is an actor, and Sheng Hua Xiang is a fitness trainer from Beijing. Now, I have a question for you, Shane. This is, again, pretty huge given the international market of China, correct?
Oh, definitely. I think because Triple H has seen the amount of talent that has been overseas, I think he thought he's going to take advantage of this, and looks like he's signed seven very good candidates. I'll be interested to see how they go, although some of them I think will just mainly stay in NXT for now.
Carl, do you agree for now?
Yeah, it seems like the best way to go because you don't want to rush these guys on the main roster just yet.
Pretty much.
The only one out of this whole group I could possibly see getting accelerated would be either Big Boa because of all of his accomplishments, so they want to market off that, or the, sorry if I say his name wrong, Gu Gaoguing with how bloody tall he is.
What about you, Chris? Do you see what do you think of these particular signings?
Just looking over them right now, they are looking like a pretty good collection of people. I'm wondering how some of them will be. Like I see, where is that one? Wang Xiaolong. From Beijing, studied University of Technology and Contemporary Music. That doesn't sound like something for actual wrestling to me. That sounds like something more behind the scenes work, if you ask me. But maybe he has some. Is it a he or a she? Okay.
I don't know due to the names of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So whoever this is, Triple H isn't just bringing in wrestlers; he's bringing in people from all types of things for WWE. But we will see what goes on with that.
Some other stuff. Some sad news, of course. We all know that Scott Hall has been battling his demons for a long, long time, and he had a bit of a really relapse this week, which was caught on TMZ. As you saw, he apologized for it, and he says he's back in the what was it, the accountability house, as Jake said, right?
Yeah, I know he doesn't live too far from there, but I think he was spending time with Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, I hope he continues to fight, because I will say this, as we said, You know, Jake the Snake has kept himself pretty clean for the most part, thanks to DDP Yoga and all that. He's got that speaking tour. And he did. So, I mean, and by the way, if you should check it out, there was a documentary, what was it, ESPN? What was it, 30 for 30 or E60? I forget what it was. With Scott Hall. You saw that, Chris. You saw that, Shane. Unbelievably. Wow.
Yes.
Unbelievable stuff. So we got some news that Shelton Benjamin's knee surgery was successful, so hopefully we will see him soon and in a WWE ring in 2017. That would be cool. I have a couple of questions for you. Shane, we talked about this last week, but it is here. Okay? It is here. UFC 203, they've been promoting it, a four-part documentary called The Evolution of Punk.
Which I have watched, and I'll be completely honest, I found it brilliant.
Yeah, well, I have too, yeah. Does CM Punk win? And A, does he win? And B, if he doesn't, what happens?
Hard to say. He's obviously very committed to it. It looks like his coach says he's good with his striking. So I guess if he was to win, I don't know who he's facing, and I do apologize for that. But I guess he's just going to have to try and keep it to a stand-up game and try to avoid the ground, because from what I've seen from the promos, he sucks at his groundwork. Do I think he'll win? I'm hoping he does, just so he doesn't get jumped on by everybody. Because, look, regardless of what I've said in the past, like with him, like how he should go in as Phil Brooks, not CM Punk, I do want the guy to succeed, because he's done a lot for the wrestling business, and this is obviously a new passion of his that he wants to do. So I hope he wins. If he doesn't win, I don't know. Either he can either A, try and work things out with Paul Levesque.
That ain't happening.
I know it might not happen, but if it does,
there's a lawsuit going on, Shane. Come on, you know that.
Yeah, I know, but we've said, come on, Jason. We've seen a lot. We always said never say never with Brett, and look at that.
Right.
Like, Carl's like, but if not, then he can either go to Evolve, where Cody Rhodes has actually just gone to, or he can go to Impact Wrestling with their new management. I put that in brackets, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I will say this though: speaking of Cody Rhodes for a sec, he's getting a little trouble with the supposedly the WWE doesn't want him to use Cody Rhodes. That's kind of hard, because that's like having Cody Rhodes say, you know, John Cena, you know, even though he is technically Cody Runnels, you know, but, you know, I hope.
Hey, hang on. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's bullshit. I mean, that's the man's name. It's right. The man's goddamn name. I saw his ring promo he did with Evolve. That is the most passionate I've seen Cody Rhodes in years. If I'd seen that man do that on his way out, then I would have said WWE made a huge mistake.
So, all right, going to you, Carl. Will he win, and what happens if he doesn't?
Oh, hell no, he ain't winning.
Chris, do you agree, disagree? Because I'm going to have to come to you for my last little pre-show. Well, one of my last pre-show topics, anyway.
Yeah, pretty much, because Punk is going into this a lot later than a lot of people in UFC have had. They've had a lot longer training with this and everything. So I'm really not thinking he's going to win. It would be an interesting surprise if he did. And if he doesn't win, it's a toss-up what he could do, because we never thought he would do this in the first place for one thing, and he's apparently got like 7 million stored up, and while that isn't as much as some of the big name wrestlers could be, that is still a comfortable enough living for a while. Not counting whatever AJ makes off of her book. So you never know what will happen with him, especially with his personality. And apparently he's having trouble with Colt Cabana, but that's another story altogether.
So I want to stay with you, Chris.
Okay.
Because next week at this time, we will have a Cruiserweight champion from the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yes.
Our semifinals, which will be live, I believe, this coming Wednesday on the 14th.
Yes, and it is a two-hour special, actually, too.
Okay. Which probably means it will be more than two matches, I hope. Or three matches.
Well, they did announce that they're having Gargano and Ciampa are going to be in tag team action on NXT. They're going to be on the tag team action on the Cruiserweight Classic final, so.
Okay. You have TJ Perkins versus Mr. Swan. Okay. And Zack Sabre Jr. versus...
TJ Perkins beat Swan already. He's fighting Ibushi.
Ibushi, I'm sorry. You're right. My apologies. And then Rich Swan... and you have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Noam Dar. Is that right? Or no?
No, Zack just beat Noam. He's fighting Grand Metallic.
My notes suck. I'm sorry. It's last bit of stuff.
That's okay. Okay. The tournament brackets here.
Thank you very much. So it's Perkins, Ibushi, Sabre, Metallic. I believe all of them are signed in one way, form, or another. Okay?
I heard that Sabre wasn't, last I heard, because he wanted to do a few more things overseas and he was feeling homesick, but that might have been a few weeks ago.
Who wins? Who's going to be the Cruiserweight Classic winner?
Well, like I said, if it depending on Sabre, if he did sign or not. If he did sign, I can see them getting Sabre in there. If not, then I'm really thinking... As much as they say that Kota Ibushi is the favorite, I think that would be something they would do. They would have him be eliminated as a surprise by Perkins. So if Sabre is not signed fully with the company, then I'm thinking it's a toss-up between Perkins and Metallic. And just for there's two ways I could see it going. One, they give it to Metallic because he'll be coming up and he has the marketability with the mask and everything. Which they'd love to do as much as they can, depending on the person. Or they could give it to Perkins, and he could be kind of like a boastful dick about the whole thing with his character in the Cruiserweight division on Raw. So, it's really a toss. For me, it's a toss-up between those two, because, like I said, I don't think Sabre has signed into WWE fully yet.
Shane, have you watched this, and who do you think's going in? Who's going over?
Yeah, I have watched it, and it's been brilliant. The match for me to watch, that I say to watch, is Ibushi versus Perkins. I reckon the winner of that is going to win the whole thing.
Okay. Very, very cool. Cannot wait for that. I wish I have watched a lot more of it, and I should. Yes, and the Yankees just win 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Sorry. Anyway. a very cool thing, and I wish Brian Henniger, the chair swinging freak, was here, because the WWE released a bunch of rarities this week on the network, including one which supposedly has been lost for almost 40 years, okay, which is called the Battle of Atlanta. The finale of the feud between Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer, because they never thought it existed. And what happened was is that this was the predecessor to a match called Hell in a Cell. And it was just a previously untransferred Omni Live event reel. Okay? And they don't know where it came from. They just, you know, taped it and they found it. Chris, you're a fan of the network stuff. What do you think of all this?
I think it's kind of cool that they actually find these rarities here. And I'm thinking, how much more in those whole tape libraries? Because to be honest, a lot of the companies did not keep their tapes as well as WWE has ever since the big expansion in the 80s. So you never know what they could have on some of these film reels or tapes or whatever heck else you got, U-Matics or whatever, in the storage bins. I'm curious. I hope they did release this on the network, right?
Yes, it's on the network.
Okay.
What it was called, and I need to find this. Just give me a second here. Released it on. It was a bunch of
hidden
classics. Yeah, I think it was called Hidden Gems. Let me just get the actual find it because it's because there's a lot of really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
In this, but talk about the Hidden Gems stuff.
Yeah, so if they keep on finding these kind of things, it would be cool to have these, especially for old school fans like Brian Henniger, like myself on occasions here and there, and just to get this out on the network and get more content to bring in older wrestling fans who might want to say, hi, I can't find this on YouTube or anything. Let's see it in a good quality on my TV on the network. So I'm really hoping this is just the first of many things that they find that barely anybody has ever seen.
Yeah, as I said, I just need to actually find it. Here it is. Just a second, because as I said, I know there's a whole list of it. And I need to just find it because there's some really amazing stuff in this Hidden Gems collection. So I just need to find it. But it's insane what the – oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, here it is. It's a 1951 match between Lou Thesz and Ray Gunkel. In 1964 match between – Vern Gagne and with Gagne Metrics, okay, it's a promo. Gino Morella is wrestling in 1961 with Dave Rule.
For those of you that don't, yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I'm sorry. 1969 NWA title with Dory Funk Jr. versus Gene Kaniski.
Yep.
1976, a feat of strength between Andre the Giant. A June 12, 76 thing with Muhammad Ali. 1982 match between Piper and Briscoe. 1980 Champs Collide Harley Race versus Bob Backlund. NWA versus WWE. We're talking about the infamous Battle of Atlanta, yes. And Paul Ellering, who is now with the Walters of Pain, is in a cage of his own. Ric Flair versus Barry Windham for the NWA World Title. Undertaker traveled to Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Went one-on-one with Unabomb. 96 Austin Brett match from South Africa. 1997.
That was before their Survivor Series match. So.
Yes. 1997 Bret Hart versus Terry Funk for about okay.
He did a retirement match in 97 with Brett called WrestleFest. Had some ECW and WWF performers.
Wow. In 2000, Samoa Joe versus William Regal. Oh, damn. Okay. Ultimate Pro Wrestling. Okay. And then a FCW match between Seth Rollins and Cassius Ohno from 2012. So, very, very cool stuff. So, I mean, I'm going to skip the Trent Acid stuff because I don't want to get too negative here. We got a lot of work to do regarding the Pixums and stuff. Monday Night Raw was pretty fun. Both shows were pretty good this week as we're heading towards the first brand split pay-per-view. I talked about that awesome promo earlier. You know, did she or did she not know? Shane, Steph was so great in this. She was really good.
Yeah, this was actually one of the better promos that they've done involving Stephanie McMahon, especially with how personal Mick got, saying, I just remember this young girl with a great big smile on her face. Where is that girl gone? But yeah, it was really great. I don't know. I'm hoping that they play it out to she didn't know the whole time, because like everybody else, I really don't want to see the authority rehashed.
I don't know if there's going to be the authority rehashed, but it's going to be real interesting, to say the least, on this. So we get the Kevin Owens show, and by the way, if you saw the t-shirt, it's awesome. Okay. And he came out, and there was a kick-ass celebration, you know, fireworks, you know, balloons, confetti, and Kevin Owens was like, yes, this is what I deserve. And you guys, you fans, you guys are dicks for taking the moment because they say you deserve it. Of course I did. I'm fucking Kevin Owens. I'm Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Jim Cornette, how you feel now?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. That's it. But then some guy named Seth Rollins, who came out to somewhat of a face pop, not there yet. He's getting there. So you know he's pissed as hell, and Kevin Owens is like, "You bastard, shut up! This is my show. Go away." And Foley's like, "No, you guys are fighting at Clash of Champions." So then Owens in the back gets pissed at Foley, and then Foley makes Owens Zane for the zillionth time, and then they have to go back again to their file cabinet to determine which match they're going to do. And then, of course, Jericho comes in and interrupts and says, "What the hell are you doing to my friend? You're awesome. I mean, he's got a new suit and a new haircut. Don't fuck with him." It's like, Foley's like, "No, you're fighting Seth Rollins tonight," and the audience goes, "Yay."
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think this is one of the first times one-on-one that Seth and Jericho have ever fought each other.
Yes. So.
And also a note that we kind of skimmed over about that opening thing. Stephanie wanted to suspend Seth first and then fully.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that. That's more important. Yeah, Stephanie was like, "You're suspended indefinitely," and Foley's like, "No, we're not doing it that way." And she was pissed at that, too. So I like that dynamic as well, and that's really good. So Charlotte is really pissed. Okay. Hi Bailey, how you doing? Okay. Because Charlotte berated Dana Brooke for what happened with Bailey last week, so she said, "You better take notes, take a look." Okay. But what happens is that Charlotte got bumped into Dana, who was taking notes, after Bayley got quote-unquote hurt and lost the match again. And then she gets bitch-slapped for her problem, you know, for her trouble. Then, of course, later on, they were teasing the whole night that we're going to have some bad news. Sorry, gimmick infringement, Shane. No disrespect.
That's all right.
Because the bad news is that Charlotte's on notice because she's taking her title back because Dana got her ass put into the bank statement. First of all, I heard some fuckhead yell "boring" in there, by the way, during the promo, and I wanted to slap the shit out of that guy. Okay, so nah, you know, I mean, it was fun. It was excuse me. I had problems with a different segment early in the night. Thank you very much.
I don't want this to sound like a Mark thing, but I don't know if Sasha Banks is actually 100%. I don't know whether she was just doing a very good sell or what happened, but she automatically, like when she was getting down from the ring apron, automatically grabbed her back. And I was like, "Oh, hang on. Was that a work? Were you working us there and making us still think you're still hurt? Or was that just automatically grabbing an injury?"
I don't know. Put it this way. I am thinking, I mean, she'd be cleared, but I don't think she's 100%. And we all know that we don't think that she's 100%. Okay? Let's be real. Chris,
That fall she took at SummerSlam, that was brutal. I was like, no. Nope.
And the word is she was injured before that fall, so that just only exaggerated it, or you know what I mean.
The word is exacerbated.
Yes. Thank you.
So we have some interesting squashes. I mean, Bo Dallas got one. Really?
Before we continue, there was something I wanted to talk about with this whole women's thing. Sasha said she's going after the title. Bayley's been building up to it. So what are they planning for Clash of Champions now?
Could be three-way. Could be, Sasha getting her rematch with Bayley waiting. Because it's too early for Bayley to have the belt, I think.
It'll be Bayley versus the winner at Survivor Series, I think.
Okay. I was just seeing what most of you thought about that.
Right. So, we had some squashes. Bo Dallas got one after his arrest. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised about that. Nia Jax squashed Ann Esposito, but then we actually have a real challenger in Alicia Fox. What?
crazy Foxy's back.
Yes.
Yes.
She just needs to steal JBL's cowboy hat again.
Yes, exactly. And then we had another Braun Strowman. Well, a little bit of it, because we actually had a real fight with Strowman for the first time. Because, he fought Sin Cara because Sin Cara took offense to Americo getting his mask ripped off. And Sin Cara won, he lost by count out because Sin Cara didn't, come back. But then Sin Cara still beat the shit out of him anyway. So we had Darren Young beating Jinder Mahal with O'Neil attacking. Epico and Primo beating Big Cass and Enzo. Well, really?
I have to say that loss of Enzo and Cass kind of deflated the crowd, if you noticed after. After that, they were a lot more quiet than before.
Yeah, I think fans are starting to get worried now. They're like, okay, Enzo and Cass are lost, even though they're supposed to be on this big steamroll. Are WWE trying to tease breaking them up? Is that what we're doing here?
I just think it was just a loss. It was just a surprise loss. Wow, a wild stat boy appears. Welcome.
Yes, I'm here somehow. Help.
And, hey, your media project it's the hostess with the mostest, Nikki. Hello there.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if I held up the production, but...
Who are you again?
You... Uh-oh. And it figures my soundboard rebels.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some incoming bad news. Chris Waters will no longer be part of NAWC.
I think I got a better idea for that. It'll be done off camera. So, but yes, it turns out my other engagement got rained out, so here I am.
And you just came in as I thought we were going to talk about. This is my last part of Raw, outside of the main event, which we'll get to in a minute. But the old day, really? Come on, man!
I just wish Nikki's soundboard didn't crap out, because Leonard Nimoy as Galvatron has a good line about that.
I know. I'm still kicking. I'm over here kicking it.
As he would say,
we can fill in.
Yeah, this is bad comedy.
Yes, this is.
Well, not only that, but in the spirit of the New Day, this spot sucked. This spot sucked.
Yes, it did. It did.
Understatement.
Yeah, because here's the thing: the club are not comedy guys. They're ass kickers. Let them be ass kickers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, here you go.
This is bad comedy.
There we go. Yes.
Anyway, at least this place looks reasonably in order. But the thing is that, though, apparently the Bullet Club was fairly well received with the comedy stuff they were doing with the New Day previously, with Dr. Gallows and Dr. Anderson.
That was funny. That was great. I don't know what happened here.
I thought it was a little bit racist.
Explain. Why don't you explain the little bit racist sort of thing?
Just the some of the accents, some of the way the old guys were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a little bit of age shaming and a little bit of fat shaming. The fake Biggie with his fake big belly. That
yes.
was not secured properly, by the way.
No, it was not. Bad theatrical belly. Yes, exactly. But, you know, like I said, let's hope they redeem themselves. It was pretty bad.
The good news is that, you know, screw that. Anyway, sorry, my soundboard is not cooperating, so I'm just going to shut this shit down.
Okay.
So, anyway, make that go away. Out later. Okay. The retirement thing is, the retirement angle that these guys are taking is extremely inappropriate when it comes to the New Day, because out of the three of them, Kofi has been around the longest at, believe it or not, 10 years.
He's been with the company for 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I got to see him in a dark right after WrestleMania 23.
Yeah, it has been that long, because remember, he first started in the WWE's ECW.
When there was trouble in Paradise, man.
Yeah.
So. Exactly. So
2008 was my best year.
Oh, no, don't send me back. 2008 was my best year. Yes, it was. When you smashed Randy Orton's race car, I was very happy.
Yeah.
Big E's only been was called up in 2012?
Somewhere around there, because I know he was the second NXT champion after Rollins, so...
Back when he was an ass kicker and asking for a 5 count instead of a 3.
And still had a last name.
So, and Xavier, you know, Xavier's obviously the newest, but he's also somebody who has all kinds of experience. But there's not enough there for them to go do the retirement joke. It was inappropriate. And that's probably why it fell flat.
What didn't fall flat, Shane, was the main event. Owens beat Zane in match number 32.6 in their file cabinet. but then a wild Roman Reigns appears. Jericho comes down to help his buddy Kevin and gets speared for his trouble. Mick Foley makes a match next week where Roman Reigns, if he beats Kevin Owens next week, it's going to be a three-way for the title at Clash of Champions. Now, Samuel Morse could have telegraphed what's going to happen next week, right, Nikki?
Clarify.
Well, we all know that Kevin Owens is going to beat Roman Reigns because Chris Jericho is going to interfere, setting up Jericho Reigns at Clash of Champions, and Owens Rollins will be one-on-one.
Oh, I was thinking more along the lines of Kevin Owens is going to call up a certain guy that's on honeymoon right now and saying, "Hey, man, I thought you were supposed to get this asshole off my case. Get back here and sort him out for me."
Yeah.
And then Rusev crush.
Yeah, because they still have some unfinished business there.
And then it turns out that, you know, poor Sammy had gotten some bad news just before he went out to the ring, and I posted the tweet here.
Yeah, I know which tweet it is.
Oh, dear God.
What was the tweet, Nikki? I did not see it.
Fan asks, are you still in contact with El Generico? And Kevin Owens says, no, he died.
Oh, damn! You dick! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that was a big F you to Jim Cornette as well. Just like, hey, Jim, you know your creation El Generico? Boom.
Let's see. Well, it wasn't Sammy's leg that gave out Monday night. It was his heart. I was like, oh, my God. Owens told Sammy before the match. That bastard. You tick.
But excuse me. There is nobody who is better at being a dick right now than Kevin Owens.
He's got the top title, so he can be a dick any way he wants. And he can just
yeah.
Forever, man. I don't mind the two of them fighting again because we hadn't seen it in a couple of months. And yes, it's turning into Randy Orton versus John Cena, but...
But we're not bored.
I wouldn't go that far. At least with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, we can say some new shit. Whereas with Cena and Orton, you can call it.
That's
you can call it before it happens.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get there, actually, because it opened with the same Daniel Bryan with the Women's Championship and making the six-pack an elimination match, which honestly is a lot better.
Yes.
So we have all of the six women in, which was going to be set up for a tag match later, which is Becky, Natalya, and Alexa versus Becky, Natalya, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Naomi, and Nikki Bella. Bryan, of course, plugs Total Bellas, and it turns into a schmoz. And Dean Ambrose, that bastard, messed with somebody's coffee. Now, as a coffee drinker, nobody fucks with someone's coffee like that. Did you see how much creamer he took? Oh, my God. Really?
Jason, remember, A, Dean is the champion.
Yes.
B, he did that to an intern.
Yeah. I know. So we have Daniel Bryan and Shane in the back, and then Miz comes in, and by the way, since his promo on Talking Smack, he's been phenomenal. The Miz has been great.
Yeah.
And just unbelievably good. And Miz is like, why the fuck do I have to fight Dolph Ziggler? He says, because if... And Bryan says, if you don't, I take your title right now. So he says, no, fine. Damn. And then with Ziggler on commentary, we get a SummerSlam rematch with Apollo Crews.
Which, having watched SummerSlam live and then watching that match, I thought the SmackDown match was a little bit better than what we saw on SummerSlam, personally.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a better match. And so Shane, of course, Miz confronts, you know, Ziggler late in the match. He slaps him. Cruz comes down and gets in between Miz. Miz throws Cruz into Ziggler, and Emfley eventually wins with the skull-crushing finale. And after match, Ziggler still gets to call Miz a coward because Maryse grabs Miz's belt.
And of course, interesting hesitation there, sir.
Well, yes, exactly.
It's one trophy grabbing another, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
Wow!
Good God!
Points!
Points, exactly. So AJ Styles, also doing some really good stuff, is on the Talking Smack set with Renee Young. So they show the footage of AJ's eggs being scrambled, as the term being used.
I wish, did they, now on Talking Smack, did they actually bring up the after show footage?
No, they did not. No.
Damn it!
No.
So they're all abusing his Jesus zipper?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Trying to show off on Up, Up, Down, Down, by the way.
Okay. and by the way, for those who didn't see it, Xavier Woods' Twitter feed, you must go through it and check what he did at Dragon Con this past weekend. Oh, my yes. God. Okay. This man, I would like to meet him and just bow down to him for his cosplay. He is on fucking point. Okay. Black Johnny Cage. Who was the DuckTales character?
Here? That was Powerline from Goof Troop or a Goofy movie.
Okay.
I had that one wrong. Okay.
Okay. And he did, you know, just some amazing... He is worse than some geeks I've seen. Oh, my God. He's great. Anyway, so AJ berates some production guy and makes some guy pay for his new iPhone 7 by smashing his cell phone. Oh, dude. Oh. So.
Good heel.
So we get an American Alpha package, an Usos promo, and a Bray Wyatt promo. Then we get the six woman tag, which was a very good match.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Code of Silence from Carmella making Nikki tap. Pretty cool. Good match, right, Nick?
Yes, but unfortunately, that makes for momentum and. should make some people's picks very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, yep. Well, if you're going off that logic, then you're pretty much saying that we're going to get a new Intercontinental Champion at Backlash. Because Miz has had momentum this week.
Could
potentially
be.
Yes.
So we had the first semifinal of the tag team tournament, where the American Alphas beat the Usos in like 90 seconds with the Grand Amplitude.
And I looked up like, what?
And then we find out what. Holy crap. Usos are now heels.
Hands up for everybody who says yay.
Yay.
Oh,
yeah.
I could tell you right now, there are a lot of fans that were like, were saying yes to this, but were also giving a bit of a poke to Roman going, hey, Roman, take notes. This is how you turn heel.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the heel turn, Carl, was very well done, don't you think? It was really well done.
Only problem was it was a year too late.
Yeah, it was about a year late, but you want to know something? It's good. Let's see where they go with it. Mm-hmm. And it also, because they attacked the leg, Shane announces that the Usos are going to fight the Hype Bros at the pay-per-view to see who fights Rhino and Slater. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I still think it's weird-ass booking, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I will also say this. How awesome is the fact that they have his entire family, so to speak, in front? Oh, my God.
Will, Jill, Hester, Chester, Peter, Polly, Tim, Tom, Mary, Larry, little Clarinda. Anyway,
I didn't know if I was looking at Heath Slater's family or the McDonald family. I was like, what the hell is going on here? This is bad.
Yeah, warning, gingers breed. Anyway,
yes, they do. And by the way, that was a fun match, too.
Yes.
Now, everybody, I was reading that Orton got into a Twitter fight over the promo responding to Wyatt's promo by Orton. I thought it was pretty good. I don't think it was terrible.
It's not at his worst work. It was a little rambling, but it's Randy Orton.
And it kind of fit with what Bray was saying about the whole predator-prey kind of thing right there.
Right. Orton was just like, you know, tit for tat. I see he can tell good stories. I can tell a story, too. Listen to this, you know.
And in the random Kane chokeslam of the week, Fandango dances with some sort of plant who couldn't dance for shit.
Which probably means it wasn't a plant. It was probably somebody he picked out of the crowd.
And ladies and gentlemen, no, we're not talking about Eva Marie. Calm down.
No, she's still suspended.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All red, everything. Not. Anyway, and this was also shown on Raw, because if you notice this month, this is a pediatric cancer awareness month.
Mm-hmm.
And the WWE has teamed with Connor's Cure, which is what started by Paul Levesque and Stephanie McMahon. They have raised, if you saw in the video, $1 million and helped 100 families in their cancer cures. And I think that is awesome. And I think that is great. And if you can find a way to donate some money to that charity, go do it. Because Connor Mihalik, God love him. If you see that video, that kid, it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. No kid should have had to go through that ever.
No.
Ever, ever, yeah. ever. And damn, that kid knew how to hook the leg. Okay.
I wish they would have kept that in the video, though, but I'm guessing Hunter protested.
Well, I don't know why he would, because like, that's showing ultimate respect to an opponent hooking the leg. So.
Well, here's the funny thing. I love it when he says, hit me. And Connor says, I can't do that. He said, just trust me. Hit me. And yeah, Hunter sells like a champ. It was great.
And Hunter sold it like death.
Yes. So we're finally getting Curt Hawkins next week. Finally.
But will he wear a cowboy hat and call himself a Texas Ranger?
I
actually, there's somebody put up a parody post about Hawkins with the Hawkins facts.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. Picks and gifts. There we go. Besides a picture of the evil boss back when he was still a snob.
thank you, Nikki. Oh my God.
Okay.
There.
Nice.
Kurt Hawkins had a bad match with AJ Styles and PWG. That's not nice.
But it's accurate.
It is accurate.
Yeah.
So we get our final face-to-face confrontation with Styles and Ambrose. Now, Ambrose brought the bag, and I'm thinking, oh, shit. He's got the baby maker again. What is that called? The baby
killer? The Jesus zipper.
It's the anti-baby maker.
Oh, yes. No.
Whoops.
Yes, the anti-baby maker. But no, he gave Styles a participation trophy. Shows that same footage where his eggs got scrambled. Got a nice soccer mom chant with the haircut.
Finally.
And, yes. And Styles basically says, I beat John Cena, and Ambrose isn't John Cena. Styles is the face that come in second place, and it ends where Ambrose got kicked in the ding-ding. Okay.
You knew he was going to – you knew that he was going to get something. I mean, I figured either AJ was going to end up on the ropes again or Dean was going to end up on the ropes again, but just a straight-up dick punch. I mean
– a dick kick. You know, can't, you
well, how funny is it? The man with the soccer mom haircut does a soccer kick straight to the nuts.
Excuse me. Oh!
And poor no happy wonder scary his Dean. Best kick, or never mind. Screw it.
Yeah,
that.
And you know what? Since
that's not Pele. That's the wrong head.
That's exactly. Yeah.
He got all ball, ladies and gentlemen. All ball.
Yes, all ball. Oh, Stat Boy, can I steal this line from you, Nikki, if I may?
Go. Please. What?
Oh, Stat Boy, do you have the spreadsheet up?
Yes, indeed, I do.
Let's do this. It's all right. It is the first brand-specific pay-per-view Pick'ems edition here on the North American Wrestling Connection, and it is Backlash, which is happening on Sunday.
Which
or
I might
least,
miss.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I was going to say I might miss it.
Or at least the first one that, you know, wasn't. Or hasn't been since the brand split ended. Because I think we might have at the very beginning.
Speaking of which, I don't think we ever figured out who was the winner from SummerSlam.
Hold on.
Give me a second.
Give me just a second, because I can pull this up, too.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I'll let you pick it. I'll let you pull that up, because you're the one.
All right. It kind of went like this. I'm just going to go with the scores. The fourth didn't go anywhere, because he was too late.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it was a vice-like rip at 6 o'clock. He came in at 6:15.
Too late, life goes on. Sorry.
All right. Then for a five-way tie for technical last, Nikki, Chris, Verm, Shane, and Daydream and Dan Reynolds all got 5.
Damn you, Heath, for not showing up on SummerSlam.
In a four-way tie for second on 6 points, myself, the High Chief Muckety Muck, Tyler, and Jason. Meaning that you're only and now reigning and defending NAWC Fizzleweight Champion of the World is Cindy Seidelman.
Nice.
Who stomped all of us.
With how many?
7.5 points. She didn't need a flush.
Nice.
Hey,
nice.
No hate. I'm just going to have to go get that back.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now to, well, the pay-per-view, which is actually looking really sparse. And if this is a 3-hour show, oh, God. Because I only have here a total of 6 matches. 6.
Could be a 2-hour show, though.
I sincerely hope it is. I hope this is an in-your-house length pay-per-view. Otherwise, oh, God.
Well, it could be.
Beware of dog. Anyway,
don't curse them like that one.
Season's beatings.
Yeah, Beware of Dog was the one where they had all those power outages, and they had to.
Well,
do
the network doesn't fix the flippin' channel switcher that it was running through when I was watching NXT and CWC.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was watching the SmackDown pre-show too.
Hmm.
But
sorry.
But the thing is that I can see maybe that's why they made the 6-woman match an elimination match, just so it could go longer.
Okay.
Could be. And by the way, speaking of Pero, so very quickly, Alberto Del Rio is going to have a press conference tomorrow. You think he's done with the WWE? He's done.
Of course.
Yeah, it's been confirmed.
And considering that it's also been, I don't know if it's a straight out confirmed, but there's heavy rumors that Paige is gone.
No,
Paige.
And she's hired a lawyer.
No, that's the reason why she's hired a lawyer. I'm pretty sure she wants to go because her contract is extended till 2019.
Yeah, 3-year contract extension, and she wants out.
Yes.
Let's see. So 6 matches and.
Well, but remember, you've also got two tag team matches at least to go in there. It's actually 7 matches, isn't it? Or is it 6, including the tag?
It's double 6. All right. Here we go. The first match up is the match that I go, not this. Miz Ziggler, who wins in this Kentucky Fried match?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Dolph Ziggler as Colonel Sanders is better than any of the other actors that they've put in the commercials.
Even George Hamilton? Blasphemy.
If George Hamilton can get a tearaway top like Ziggler's, let's see it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bias speaking.
I honestly don't know. I want to go with the momentum rule here and say Ziggler, but I just think they'll keep the title on Miz. Because as everyone's been saying, this thing with Bryan has pushed Miz to a whole nother level, so they'll keep it on him.
I'm going to agree, and you know, I realize that Miz has all the momentum, but they're not doing anything with Ziggler, really.
I wish I could say Ziggler, but I gotta go with I really do, because I think his work over the last 2 months has been fantastic. But Miz with that one promo has gone to the stratosphere. And Miz will win, but the match will be literally awesome.
Logic says Miz, so it's Miz.
And I will say Miz as well, because it doesn't make sense for Ziggler to win.
Yeah, get the broom out.
Yep, we're dusting up this one. All right, now to the match that actually has no real bearing on any titles. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, who wins?
If WWE has any sense whatsoever, Bray Wyatt. Bray friggin' Wyatt.
God, I want to say that. I so want to say that. I want to say that.
But WWE, sense, those two don't go together, especially with Vince still kind of running the show on SmackDown. Oops, did I just say that? Orton wins, and I'm disappointed.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a chance and say Wyatt, because I'm still thinking they're going to try to build some new stars up in here, and with we saw with AJ last SummerSlam. So,
LOL, building new stars.
I want to say Wyatt. I so want to say Wyatt, but I can't. I can't say it without laughing. Randy just came back, so they're gonna keep making him look strong. And
Nikki, did we watch the same SummerSlam? Did we watch
Lesnar,
the same?
Lesnar, the whole Lesnar situation is dumb.
I'm just saying that man. No, I don't care if he punt kicks Bray Wyatt in the head. if he punt kicks Big Show, hell, even if he punt kicks Vince McMahon, there's nothing that's going to make him come back from getting an ass whooping like that. It made him lose stock, in my opinion.
So he's going to face somebody who typically loses a pay-per-view anyway.
Exactly. Someone who actually needs the stock.
Yeah, I know. Orton's going to win. Poor Bray.
Bray Wyatt is going to win. If Bray Wyatt, I've said this for about the last five pay-per-views, there's got to be a breakthrough, and I think this is it. It's the start of something, not the finish.
Yeah. All right, now to the only time where you all get scared for me. Hype Bros versus Usos. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the
pretty lies?
Damn.
Damn.
I mean, it's very obvious who's going to win here.
Yes, fresh.
If the
fresh
Usos. Yeah. If the Usos don't win, I'll eat my hat. Because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Right. So, Usos and they pin Mojo.
Hey, stop getting in, stop in my head. Yes.
You were in my head the last time.
Yeah, I got Usos, but I got Ryder staring.
Okay, ooh. Hold on. I've got to get everything cleaned up real quick. Jason, I know I missed this, but Orton Wyatt, who did you pick? Orton?
Wyatt.
Okay, I'm going back now. Dang it, that's not what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Okay, Carl, you had Usos winning, Ryder staring at the lights, which are oh so pretty.
Yep.
As for me, I will pick the Usos Kettle Views, and I'll be also picking up Ryder to lose. All right, Chris?
I'm going to go with what the past two are.
Usos, Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane?
Yeah, Usos seem to be going for the smaller guys, so I'm going to say, yeah, Usos, Ryder.
Okay. And now to the match that it actually makes sense on, and yes, this is only going to be a one-pointer because I don't want to screw with it. The Usos versus Heath Slater and Rhino for the WWE, whatever it is, Tag Team Championships. Who wins?
I will do a simple wild card because my other one that I would have had is not going to be possible. Heath and Rhino will win, and it will be because American Alpha come out and cost the Usos somehow the match.
Okay. Okay, give me just a sec. I've got to do something real quick. And there we go. All right, next up.
Yeah, I'll say the Slater family wins.
And to be honest with you, I'm going to go ahead and say it as well, because to be perfectly honest, yes, the Usos are riding a wave, but the thing is, he's Slater. They need to just kind of start putting the brakes on him being a free agent. Let him be at this point, because otherwise this is going to drag on for way too long.
Usos will win because Rhino needs to campaign. Sorry about that. And Heath Slater will be a free agent, and it will be disappoint. Sorry.
Yeah, and then from there, and why do I have that fear in the back of mind that after this match it'll be WWE has come to terms on the release of Heath Slater. We wish Heath Slater the best in his future endeavors, and
no!
All of us get really pissed.
Yeah, I really wish I could see Heath Slater and Rhino win this, but if Rhino's got out of business. The Usos have a tailored feud already with American Alpha. If Gable is not for real hurt, which I don't think he is. Is he?
Not from what I read.
Okay. So the Usos already have a feud ready with American Alpha. So the Usos are going to win. Heath Slater's going to be a free agent for a little bit longer. Or, you know, this isn't a wild card because it doesn't happen during the course of the pay-per-view. Or, no, you know what?
You're going for it?
The Usos win. But Slater gets his job anyway. That's my wild card.
That's cool. I like that. That's a good one.
It'll be a Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon situation where, yeah, you lost anyways, but I'll still give you a job. Doesn't matter.
Shane O'Mac's got a soft spot. Shane O'Mac would understand, and Daniel Bryan has a soft spot for guys like that because he's an underdog. So, yeah, he'll get his job.
Yeah, put me down for the same thing. Usos will win the belts over Slater and Rhino.
Okay, give me just a minute because I got to look up who's on this next match. There we go. I got it. All right, and now for the SmackDown Women's Championship match, the six-pack challenge, which will be a two-pointer. Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalya, Nikki Bella. 2 points. Who wins? Who's last out?
Okay. This one is hard for me because there are two picks I want. Naomi and Becky Lynch. So, I don't know. I'm going to say Becky Lynch will win. I'll say last one that will be pinned will be Nikki Bella.
Ooh.
And hang on. I'm not done.
Uh-oh.
Wild card.
Yep.
Wild card. A wild Brie Bella appears and helps cost Alexa Bliss.
Brie?
What?
She's retired.
Doesn't matter.
Alexa Bliss poked the bear with Daniel Bryan, so wife's gonna come and get some revenge.
Would she go after Alexa, or would she go after Carmella for what Carmella's been doing to Nikki?
I reckon she'll let Nikki handle that situation herself, but Alexa crossed the line by calling Daniel Bryan a trophy husband, goddammit.
Right idea, but wrong order.
Yeah.
To complete the epic comeback of Nikki Bella, she will be the inaugural SmackDown Women's Champion.
Oh, please no.
And she's going to pin Becky Lynch, and the place is going to riot.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Nikki, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It sickens me, but with
this being the Divas belt, more or less, there's no way, at least in my head anyway, that Nikki Bella is not going to lose. Jason?
I want to come into this. I'm going to say that it's going to be Becky still winning. Last out, I'm going to say Alexa's, just because Alexa's kind of had Becky's number, and this would be her way to get over on that. Only because in the very near future, somebody's going to be coming back from a suspension. Someone who has also had some incidents with Becky, sort of. And they're going to have a little mini feud with that going on when she comes back.
I got Nikki Bella over Becky Lynch as well. I'm going to throw in my wild card here. Natalya is going to be the first one pinned.
Cut and paste, Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch. Last out.
Okay. Give me just a minute, please. And here we go. Now to the main event. Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, WWE Championship on the line. Who wins?
The fans.
Yeah.
Jason's got a wild card.
And I'm also going to wild card this as well. I think I know where we're aiming, Jason.
Okay.
John Cena appears!
Thank you! Yes! John Cena will help Dean Ambrose win because he's John Cena. There you go.
To be honest with you, he's been tied up with American Grit.
So, you can be in there for 3 freaking hours and then go back to filming American Grit.
Yeah,
and,
that's exactly it.
And I'll give an even better example. He flew back from Australia from one of his film sets to work a SmackDown.
Not to mention he tweeted out that he was on the overseas tour.
Excuse me. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Bingo. He can say, and I'm going to pull up the tweet, okay? He's in Shanghai right now. He says, even though I'm on tour in Manila and Shanghai, you can see backlash. Bullshit! He'll be back! Come on! Lie! Until we don't see him, we can see him. Do you know what I mean?
You hear this? This is a you can't see me motion.
Yes.
All remember, right, he was in Pittsburgh. Damn it.
So that means Ambrose for me, Ambrose for Jason, Kettle Views. Let's see now who else is yet to go. Carl?
I don't know if they're going to pull a plunge on Ambrose's title ring just yet. I'm going to go with Ambrose for now.
Nikki?
Ambrose retains, but it's going to be a hell of a match.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Actually, Shane? let me tweak mine a little bit. AJ wins by DQ.
Oh.
Shot in the ding ding?
Yeah, somebody's getting
right in the Jesus zipper.
Yep. There's going to be a nut. I've already played my wild card, but there's going to be a nut shot. Somebody's going to get disqualified. And AJ's going to brag anyway, and Dean's going to be like, what the hell ever, man?
All right. So, Chris?
I hate to do this because I just can't pick one. So I'm gonna take the same route as Nikki. I don't know if it's gonna be by DQ or not, but I'm gonna pick AJ just to say it.
Okay, and Shane.
Oh God. They've pulled the trigger once. I don't think they're gonna pull the trigger again. Not just yet, anyways. But yeah, I'll say AJ by DQ.
Okay, and all right. That is it. Very, very tiny this year.
Well, as the brand-specific pay-per-views, which I honestly welcome,
mm-hmm.
How I have missed thee.
Mm-hmm.
After all, they gave us Eddie's title win, remember?
Exactly.
Yes, they did. In No Way Out in 2004.
Yes.
So, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
Dave. I was just going to say Bad Blood 2004.
Oh.
55-minute Hell in a Cell, yes.
With more blood than Punisher Warzone, but so worth it.
All right. Since Carl needs to get some sleep and he needs to get to work tomorrow, I want to start some plugging, but we're going to do that, Carl, you and I, last, because I want to get to everybody else first. Shane, do you have anything else to plug specifically?
Yeah, I will actually be attending the WWE NXT in Australia. I'm just I'll be waiting for this Wednesday to get my pay, and I'm gonna do the meet and greet because it's only $410.
Only $410.
$410
Yeah, Australian. Compared to WWE's one they did last time where it was a grand.
That's true. That's true. Get pictures.
Oh, I'm gonna get pictures. I'm gonna try and I'm gonna see if they're actually gonna be nice enough and let me do some audio as well and get some plugs for NAWC while I'm there.
If you could do that, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and if you meet Nakamura during that, I wanna see you try to do the Nakamura rope pose with him.
I don't know how I'm going to be doing that next to some poles, but okay. We'll see how we go. But yeah, I'll try and get one with Nakamura going NAWC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Chris, do you have anything to plug?
I'm still waiting on Nikki and my schedules to better align so we can get back to paper review, but other than that, nothing at the moment.
And Josh?
I like turtles.
He's working for Nickelodeon. He's plugging Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Nikki, do you have anything specific to plug? Because I think
English.
I know you.
I have bad news and I have good news. The bad news is that I am selling my two tickets that I had purchased for Raw on October 24th that is here in Minneapolis, because I got invited to join a group of people in a suite.
Whoa!
And the suite tickets are cheaper. So if anybody actually hears this and is interested in two tickets, I'm selling them for face value. Please find me on Facebook. As far as I'm aware, I'm still going to the NXT event in Minneapolis on the 18th. If I don't get murdered by a filming crew. Anyway, did I have anything else? Was that what you were thinking of, Jason?
Okay. I was just also thinking about the other. I thought that film festival that you were involved with that was coming up in the next few days. But I guess if you don't want to talk about it,
no, that can't be spoken about here, unfortunately.
Wait,
gotcha. Wait.
Sorry, guys. This is something that kind of just broke.
Talk to me.
Apparently, Eva Marie's in a movie with Nicolas Cage.
What?
Leaking now.
Hold on, Eva Marie.
Please don't tell me it's Ghost Rider 3, for fuck's sakes.
No.
Hold on, I'm looking at this. Oh my! Wait.
New meaning to fiery redhead.
Hey, how can you title inconceivable? Eva Marie doing a movie with Nicolas Cage. Inconceivable.
Exactly. I believe you said that word correctly.
Holy cow! Wow! I can't put my head around it, but wow! You know? Can anybody?
It would have made more sense if it was a sci-fi movie and she was playing a robot, but other than that...
You are correct, sir!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Carl, yeah, let's just talk about the shows that we are going to do. WLTI, we did already. Pixel Nation will be done this weekend. Touch 'em All may be done this weekend. Will be, because we're in Penner Chase mode. BS Big Show will return this Tuesday for its...
Yes. Sorry to cut you off there, Jason. Yeah, we'll be back Tuesday. A very interesting opening game with the Panthers and the Broncos.
Great game. Denver up by one.
Yeah, that's in the fourth quarter right now. Kind of late. We'll see what happens there. Some segments have been shuffled around, Jason. No longer talk about heroes and frauds and all that. We have something called the best and worst of. Along with the other news, and of course, BSFFL Live coming back, Jason, who will be doing it.
Jim, we miss you. We love you. We want you back.
Please.
Yes. And by the way, I can break some news to you. The reason why we're not recording Touch 'Em All tomorrow night is because I'm actually going to Joel Gertner's wedding tomorrow night.
Whoa!
Well.
Yes, he has been dating an acquaintance of mine for a few years, and they are getting married tomorrow. So, and it's pretty cool. And my dad and I, the esteemed Mr. Block, are going to the wedding. So it's going to be fun. Yep. And whoops, hold on. Sorry, my earphones just went off for a sec. And you can listen to all the programs that are on here. At, of course, Spectrum1.net. Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Overcast, TuneIn Radio, Overcast, Google Play Music, iTunes, pretty much anywhere, anytime you can get all that good stuff. So, we are going to close the show tonight. I think the pay-per-view is going to be real interesting, and we will have more news. And, of course, Lucha Underground is back for Season 3, Dario Cueto. Crazy bastard.
It ain't crazy if you're making money.
No, you ain't. I guess we might probably see somebody back in Lucha very soon. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Next season.
If he didn't burn his bridges completely, but
excuse me, but you already knew that. Yes.
It'll be a big deal very quickly.
Yes, it will. For Chief High Muckety Muck, Carl Schneer, for Bad News Beeman for the hostess with the mostest, Nikki Haman, Josh Henniger, Chris Waters. My name is Jason Block. Thank you, Nikki, for allowing me the keys to the kingdom as always. Jim, we miss you, and we will see you with the post-backlash review show next week.
Due to audio technical difficulties, some portions were re-recorded and spliced in for broadcast.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.